Well, the temperature's turning a little bit cooler nowadays, and that means that we're welcoming back our friend Sherry Okonski with the kickoff for the ChemoCap drive. So good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
So first of all, we're talking about cold weather for all of us, but particularly for one part of the population, the cooler temperatures really do start to hit them harder. We're talking about patients who are going through chemotherapy. So you have really been involved in this for a long time, pulling together.
5 years.
Yeah. 5 years of making what you call chemo caps,
right.
But it's not just caps, right?
Right. Not anymore. It started out to be just chemo caps. Now we're doing hats, scarves, mittens, prayer shawls, basically what anybody comes in the door and wants.
Yeah. It's really head to toe, no matter
right.
what it would be to cover these people. Yeah. That's what you're making. Tell me this, because I am not particularly a crafty person. How difficult is it to knit or crochet a hat, let's say?
It's not. That's one of the easiest things to make. You just have to have a little patience and be able to do it. And I would say they call it frogging. You make a mistake, you pull it out, and you keep on going.
And you keep going. That's a good thing to do in life, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a nice lesson to learn. Now, you have a great group of people who do this every single year.
Every single year. And, you know, most of my knitters and crochets I have had to say, my best knitter is 92 years old. So we need some new people in the process to keep it going, because it's just snowballed from what it was to not like chemo caps, kids programs. We're taking caps clear down to Hillman Cancer Center in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So we need more people to help. We need yarn. Always monetary donations. What anybody ever wants to do to help, because cancer, it touches everybody.
Yeah. Now, the first couple of years, it was just a local thing.
Right.
And then you are so, I want to say prolific, that it's really spread, and this large amount of love just goes
on
from
and on.
Here in little Dubois.
Right. Clear down. I mean, you think Hillman Cancer Center is one of the largest cancer centers on the East Coast. They don't have anybody making chemo caps.
Wow.
That size. And they are tickled to death when they get stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes it's not just about the fact that it's a piece of clothing that you can put on. Obviously that helps, because whenever you're getting chemotherapy, you do start to get very, very cold, no
right.
matter what temperature it is. So this does help, but I mean, it's more so just an act of love.
Act of love. That's what one of my knitters says. It's giving the person going through chemo a good hug.
Yeah.
Because if you lose your hair, you're cold all the time. If anybody's gone, and you've been there, that chemo room is so cold.
Mm-hmm.
So the hats and slippers really help.
And it gives somebody, especially as you're sitting there and going through the long process of chemo, it gives them something to think about, like, wow, somebody took a moment out of their day, a moment out of their week to make this
yes.
for me.
Yes.
And these are made with a lot of love. Now, obviously, we do need more volunteers.
Absolutely.
So if you have never, ever knitted, crocheted, what is the first step to getting started?
Come out and see me. I have patterns. I have yarn. I have needles. If you don't know how to do it, I'll put you in touch with someone who will get you the basics and get you started.
Now, do you knit or do you crochet?
I knit.
So when do you find the time to knit?
Well, I kind of keep it on my desk. If I get a couple minutes, I'll put it together. Just whenever I 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, you get a roll. And I don't do as many as my volunteers do, because I'm always trying to find, you know, places to send stuff and what to do with it. But you find the time.
Yeah. And it's almost, I would think it's almost meditative.
It is. They always say the click of the needles is meditative.
Yeah. It gives you a chance to just calm down and really put that energy into something that's it's going to go somewhere amazing. How has this spread throughout the years, I guess?
Really more word of mouth than what you do. Some will come in, I keep a tote of the hats out, and come and say, well, I've got this person going through treatment and that person going through treatment. Maybe they're someplace out of town. And I'll say, take a hat. And then pretty soon someone's on the phone, hey, we need more, or can you do this for us? So it just has, I never thought 5 years ago it was going to go this far.
Yeah, that is incredible. Yeah. And some of these are, you know, you get the simple designs of the hats and slippers. It might just be one color or, you know, two colors. The guys especially.
They like the camo caps.
Oh, yeah. Camo and the black and gold are a big hit, too.
Oh, yes. Anything black and gold.
But, you know, you can get as creative as you want with this, or you can just make it a simple thing.
Right. I have one lady comes, her hat's always, she crochets a flower. So every hat she brings has a little crocheted flower on it.
My mom took one of those. Yeah. It's really, really sweet. Now, let me ask you this, Sherry. Can one hat, if I work really, really hard and I make one hat, is that going to make a difference, really?
Every hat makes a difference. Everyone.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
So I say, just come out and see me. We'll get you started.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for doing this. And thank you for doing this for the past 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I never thought it was going to go this far, and it's just keep snowballing.
Well, we're so proud that it has.
I am too. I'm really proud of them. I started this in memory of my two aunts, and I always say they're looking down smiling.
They sure are. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that was Sherry Okonski coming in talking about that chemo cap drive. And you can always reach out to her if you want to be a part of that. Not just chemo caps, but also slippers, scarves, anything that you would like to make. There is definitely a need for more volunteers. And of course, you can find Sherry. Where can we find you exactly?
At Rosie Bookshop.
Rosie's Bookshop. And you can go and find her, and you might find something else that you want there too.